is Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. Coming up in about 15 minutes, it's Brewer time. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. Good opinions, always hilarity. It's going to be fantastic.
Do we have anything to talk to her
about?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to tell you why Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward isn't the only one misbehaving in Arizona. The Democrats and Arizona's Democratic Party may be just as bad. I'm going to tell you, they don't know what they're doing.
I'm telling you, man.
The party
heads are going down a bad road.
Party heads have no clue what they're doing.
Yep.
And it's going to be an interesting conversation with Brewer.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's say that the suits here at KTAR, they pull you in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they say, Mac, we really like your work.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I guess, do I get severance?
No, there's no firing.
Oh, they're not firing me.
No. You've been fired seven
times
already.
They pulled me in the office, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
No. They pull you in the office, they say, listen, we like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give you a big raise. What do you say?
Not enough, Junior. Keep talking.
Keep the zeros coming.
Yeah, right. I would say take it, right?
Would you ever say, I'm good? You know, they want to give you a big raise, and you just say, I like my salary. I like the way it is. You know what would be a good idea? Take what you were going to offer me and give it to others here at the radio station.
I don't like it.
You would never do it.
I don't like it.
You're desperate for money. You're desperate for attention.
No, I'm not.
You're desperate
for
cash.
Stop describing your life. No. This actually happened. The University of Virginia men's basketball team, who gets paid already quite a sum.
Sure.
They said, because you're doing so well, we want to give you a raise. And he said, no.
I'm good.
Give it to other people in the University of Virginia Go Wahoos system or whatever.
Okay.
That's the part I don't like.
Okay, what do you don't like?
Because if you're going to give me money and I say no, go spend it on something else, why don't you do something with the money? Start your own nonprofit or start your own thing. You know, why does it have... What I'd be afraid of is that, well, if they spend it in a way you don't like, you have nobody else to blame but yourself. You know, if they take money from the basketball team and say, well, we'll take this money and give it to, oh, I don't know, a bunch of ballet dancers. And you're like, whoa, why don't you hire more coaches? Dude, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Virginia basketball coach offered a big raise because they won the national championship. This is the NCAA champion.
Yeah, men's basketball. Okay. Tony Bennett.
Remember? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I know, it's funny. Fly me to the moon. No, not that Tony Bennett.
Remember, that was the team that was the first number one seed in the NCAA tournament to lose to a 16 seed 2 years ago.
That's right.
And then
UMBC. It was University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
And then
County.
They came back the next year and won the whole thing.
Right.
I would not do this either. And if I were to say, you know what? All right, how about this? Let me give you a different idea. The bosses come to me and they say, Gatos, you're fantastic. We want to pay you more money. I say, that's great. Go ahead, dude. Go ahead and do it. I would not do what this coach did. If I wanted, I could take the money that KTAR is giving me and I could say, I'm going to give a bonus to the people who work on the show.
See, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, that you... If they're going to give you the money, you control where it goes.
Because
why not you do it?
Let's say, you know, this happens and Pablo and Young Zoe, you know, these guys work hard on the show. Lloyd Banks and all. Becky Lynn, she's on a totally different platform.
Oh, yeah.
Money, we don't need to worry about her. Say, listen, guys, I'm going to give you each $5,000. And then I give them a $5,000 check, each of them.
I would think
you know what happens
good.
The next year? I don't have to give them $5,000 again.
That's
true. I get the raise next year. So everybody kind of wins.
But see, what's interesting is that this
guy... Sorry about that, Becky Lynn. Oh. I know you're... Sorry.
I'm not even listening to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something when your news anchor says, I'm not even listening to
I've
you.
I've turned you off.
I'm listening to another radio station.
I'm busy.
I'm listening to music.
Right, right.
You'd love this song.
I love the fact that he said...
Can you hear that? I actually hear Becky Lynch. She is listening to something in there. Do you hear that? I think she's listening to some other radio station. What is that? What is that music?
Is this Roseanne from Toto?
Toto. They're coming to town.
That's right.
You're
Toto.
Listening to Toto? What
the
hell?
What can I say? They're really
this
good.
Isn't very hip, though.
Toto never goes out of style.
Yeah, Toto's never been out of style. Where have you been?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Who was the song named after? What was the song written for?
Arquette.
Yes.
Roseanne Arquette. Girlfriend.
Roseanne.
Turn it down, Becky.
I'll listen to you now. Go ahead. Start over. Did you say something ugly about me?
No, I did not say anything ugly about you.
He said, the coach said he's made enough. That's what this UVA basketball coach, he said, I have more than I need, which, of course, makes people swoon. Mm-hmm. Oh, such a great, great guy. Such
a
nice guy. But he also donated $500,000 out of his own money toward a career training initiative. That's great, too, but I guess I would just take it and do my own thing.
Right.
Don't turn. Why would you turn down money? I don't get it.
Maybe the Virginia basketball coach just wanted to...
Does this help him keep his job if they on tough times?
No, he needs to win.
See, that's take the money if you get it. You know what I mean?
Maybe he wants to look good in front of everybody.
But why? He's already won a championship.
Because now he looks like a great guy. I don't need the money spreaded around. Socialist. Hate socialists.
All right.
Coming up next.
I don't think he's going for the socialist.
He's a Bernie Sanders fan.
Oh, he is.
Coming up next, Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward isn't the only one misbehaving. Arizona Democrats may be just as bad. We'll discuss it with Mac and Gato's political insider. Yep, it's Brewer time. Jan Brewer next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gato's.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Mac and Gatos are lightweight losers.
Beaten by the queen of hearts every time.
Losers.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Losers.
He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Mac and Gatos are lightweight losers.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Today is Wednesday, and that means it's Brewer time with the former governor of Arizona, also Mac and Gato's political insider, Jan Brewer. Governor, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Governor, unfortunately, we have more fallout from Arizona GOP head Kelly Ward. Are you ready?
No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The email that she sent out a couple weeks ago... We'll stop gun grabber Mark Kelly dead in his tracks. And then she called Mac and I losers.
And lightweight.
Oh, thanks a lot, Governor, for reminding us. Sorry, lightweight losers. Well, there have been three strikes against Ward, at least from what we see. Martha McSally, the senator from Arizona, didn't like the comments and told us so. You did not like the comments and told us so last week. We're now seeing that Kelly Ward's hometown newspaper, the Lake Havasu News Herald, says, and I quote, "It seems that Arizona's Republican leadership is determined to see the state turn blue in 2020. This is a very conservative newspaper. The same newspaper.
Yes, it is.
It's the same newspaper that asked Ducey appoint Ward to take McCain's seat. Okay. So, Governor, that seems to me like it's a third strike. What do you make of this very conservative newspaper bashing one of their own?
Well, it's sending a very strong message, of course, to our chairman of the Republican Party that what she did is just unacceptable to a cross-section of many people in Arizona, and that it was a mistake how she worded it. And she ought to take a look and try to reverse it in some manner. How she does that is, I don't know. She has had a lot of people very upset about that comment. That's the simple fact of the matter.
It doesn't seem like it's going away, because it's been a couple weeks, and more people have come out and said, that was wrong. You're running the party way far right.
You can't even raise money, right?
You're not raising money.
You know, she was duly elected as the chairman of the party, and she has accomplished some things that I'm aware of. But the pressure is going to have to come from the precinct committee people, because those are the people that elected her. And I don't know if they've weighed in or if they played in, if they've contacted her, because it is going to cause a great divide moving forward. If you've got a party going in one direction and the people that are registered Republicans may be going in another direction. And now with what has happened, it seems like it's across the board that so many people are very disturbed with the comments. She needs to reverse that.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, also Mac and Gatto's political insider, joins us each and every Wednesday for Brewer Time. Does the governor, who is a Republican, get involved? Does he say something publicly? Does he say something privately about this or about Kelly Ward saying, look, you're not raising enough money. You're in the middle of a controversy we don't need. And now the Lake Havasu newspaper is saying it looks like the Republican Party wants this state to turn blue in 2020. If you're the governor, do you say anything?
The governor is the titular head of our party. And so, of course, he has a responsibility to keep it under control and probably needs to weigh in with Kelly directly. I think maybe not so publicly, but directly, and see what comes of that. Sometimes that's not always pleasant to do that. But we have a big race coming up in Arizona. We've got a purple state facing us. And so we need to have all of us in order. And right now it's a bit of chaos. I would say the governor should talk to her. Yeah, I do.
Sit down or on the phone? Text, Facebook, what do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think he should reach out to her, you know, and find out why she did it the way that she did. And why did she respond the way that she did when she did it, you know? Mm. And I must tell you that after last week's Brewer Time, I was approached by several people that had very strong comments about what we had discussed about that and about what was going on with you guys.
Mm. What did they say about us? Do they think we're lightweight losers, like Kelly Ward says?
No, they listen to you and they love you, so they were more on your side of the equation. But a lot of Republicans, kind of amazing, yeah.
I've never been involved in a battle that it was like one person against everybody. I almost feel bad for Kelly Ward. I mean, she lashed out at us and no one's on her side. She's like on this little island all by herself.
Oh, she started it, yeah.
Of course she started it, but now I'm almost feeling bad for her because, you know, it comes back to softball, Governor. It was like my softball game last week. We beat this team like 30-1, and I just felt bad.
Did you feel bad during the beatdown you were giving the other team?
I mean, seriously, I'm hitting the ball over the fence, Governor. I'm just running to first and saying, I'll be fine right here.
Oh, geez.
You know.
Jeez.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. Brewer Time, as she likes to call it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the far right wing of the Republican Party with Kelly Ward and how she botched things. How about the far left here in Arizona? Because I think they stink too. The Progressive Caucus of the Arizona Democratic Party says to Senator Kyrsten Sinema, you're just not Democratic enough. She votes too much with Trump. They're clueless too. I don't think the Progressive Caucus of the Arizona Democratic Party gets what's going on in Arizona. Kelly Ward certainly doesn't get what's going on in Arizona. We've got a lot of people that are not far right, not far left, more in the middle, maybe leaning one way or the other. What do you make of the Democrats here in town saying, oh, yeah, Senator Sinema, you're just not Democratic enough for us, and we don't like you very much right now?
You censor someone like the Republicans did against McCain. I mean, he didn't do anything. He still won his election. I always thought it was Republicans that ate their own, but it looks like the Democrats are going to eat their own, too. But, you know, it would have probably been better if they would have drafted a letter and sent it to her, tried to keep it a little bit more private. I don't know if anybody would have found it, but they ought to be cheering that she won that seat.
Right.
She won it based on what she said she was going to do, and she did it.
Independence.
So if you're Sinema, do you listen? Do you fall in line? Or do you take your chances that you may be censured, that they may not fund you for the next election, yada, yada, yada?
They might be doing her a favor. People might like her more after this.
See, that's what I think.
Her voting record is like 80% to the left. But, I mean, if somebody agrees with you 80% of the time, that's big time. That's supportive.
You've got Kelly Ward, who says something that's so awful, and she's so far right. And then you've got these Progressive Caucus, Arizona Democratic Party, so far left. They don't get it. They don't know that a lot of us are right here in the middle and lean one way or lean the other way, or we're right down the middle. They just don't get it. And it doesn't sound like they really are trying to get anyone's vote in that area. Boy, is that stupid.
You are leaving out a
miserable
huge part of the voting block.
The ones that you may be able to sway.
Correct.
I can speak on the Republican side that we will come together. And I don't know if it's because they think that we've always been so successful in Arizona that we can win it regardless. But I'm telling you, and I'm sure that they all know, that it is purple out there. And the Democrats have got to be careful, too. And, you know, going after their star, which is Kyrsten Sinema, by censoring her is, you know, like political suicide.
All right. Good stuff, Governor Brewer. Next Wednesday, we'll speak again. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. Arizona party heads on both sides.
They just don't get it.
They just don't understand.
Remember last election, a third, a third, and a third. Mm. And Democrat Kyrsten Sinema pretty much knew she had the Democrat vote. She focused on the other third, the independents. And guess what? She won.
She did.
Yep.
Okay, coming up next, it's time for a pop quiz.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Are you ready?
I think so.
Lightweight.
Loser.
Let's see. 602-277-5827. So we do this at the end of the show. We give you a pop quiz. We want to see if you know the news. These are true false questions. We've got a fantastic prize that hopefully we can give away today. 602-277-5827. You call us now. We're going to give you a pop quiz next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Time for a pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
With Mac and Gatos. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
All right. It is time for a pop quiz. This is what we do to end the show. You call us at 602-277-5827. And we're going to give you true false questions. It's going to be fantastic. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do we have our first victim?
We do.
Are the lines filled?
They are.
Because we do not start pop quiz until the lines are filled.
They are.
All right. 277-KTAR. Who is first?
First up is John. You're in Phoenix. You ready for a pop quiz, John?
Sure am, guys.
Okay. Here we go. True, false questions. John?
Yes.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologized for wearing brown face makeup to an Arabian Nights party. True or false?
That is false.
You're dead to me. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Can you...
I didn't know there was such a thing. An Arabian Nights party and he's in brown face. I had no idea.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We've got more questions on this. Who's next?
All right. Laura, you are in Mesa. You ready for a pop quiz, Laura?
I'm ready.
All right, Laura. That photo of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. It was it was taken in 1999. True or false?
Oh, I
he was
know
partying.
It's older. I'm going to go true.
I'm going to go false.
So he wasn't partying like it was 1999?
Nope, 2001.
Oh.
All right, who's next? We're 0 for 2.
Jeff, you are in East. Jeff, what is East Mesa? Mesa's Mesa, man. You're in Mesa.
East Mesa, like Apache Junction, East Mesa.
Okay. Right. Okay. This Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the photo emerged in a Time magazine report. True or false?
Oh, geez, I heard about this. It did.
True or false?
True.
True it is. We finally got a right answer.
Okay.
Fantastic.
You're on the board.
Okay. Construction at the TPC Scottsdale for the Phoenix Open has already started. True or false?
True. Yes, it did.
Are you sure, or would you like to change your answer?
No, it did.
You're going to stick with true?
Yes.
Isn't that like 5-6 months away?
Final answer is true? I'm giving you a chance here.
Okay, I'll go with you then. No, it hasn't.
You're going to go with false?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, you're dead to me. You should have stayed with true.
Man, you were a sucker, Jeff. Sucker. All right, Brian.
Oh, it's evil.
Brian, you are in.
Look at Zoe's laughing in there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that's sucker.
Brian, you're in Mesa. Are you ready to be sucker? Are you ready for a pop quiz?
Yes, I am.
Was that mean?
No.
You gave him 17 chances.
I really did. Okay, 277-KTAR. Who's this, Mac?
This is Brian
right,
in Mesa,
Brian.
Not East Mesa.
Okay, Brian, here we go. Former Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. If you forgot who she is, Mac.
Good evening.
That's who she is. Former Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano announced that she will retire from her post as the president of Stanford University. True or false?
True.
Well, you're dead to me. It's false. University of California.
Yeah, she's the president of the UC system.
What is she going to do now? Is she going to run for president?
No, you know what? She's going to go into acting and voiceover work.
No, she is not.
Fly United!
Now, why would she choose a horrible airline like that?
It's the only gig she could get.
All right. All right, 602-277-5827. As Mac is cracking himself up now, he sat down, and he's actually laughing.
You're listening to Mac and Gatos. Ha-ha! It's good.
Okay. Who's next?
Kristen, you're in Peoria. Kristen, you ready for a pop quiz?
I am.
Kristen, did you think Mac was funny with that voice?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, that's true?
Here we go, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen.
I love it. That's hilarious. According to federal prosecutors, an American Airlines mechanic accused of sabotaging a flight last month has no ties to ISIS or other terrorist groups. True or false?
False.
It is false. He's an ISIS terrorist. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Trump was down at the U.S.-Mexico border. He was checking on some border replacement fence, which, by the way, is designed to absorb heat. And he said no one is getting over the wall because, and I quote, you can fry an egg on that wall. Did he actually say that? True or false?
True.
It's true.
Did he really?
He also claimed that no one could climb the wall because 20 mountain climbers tried and failed to get over the structure. True or false?
No.
False. Oh, I'm sorry. You're also dead to me. It is actually true.
20 mountain climbers couldn't scale it, so it's impenetrable.
You can fry an egg on that wall.
Jeez. Ridiculous. All right, that'll do it for us. Chet.
We'll hold the prize for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have to, okay. Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought your Jenna Napolitano was funny. I'm just saying.
Oh, thanks. Now.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Chad Benson, he's also funny. He's up next. Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.